Hey, and we are live. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning into the BAMF podcast. I am your slightly disheveled host, Mike Lafferty. And here we're having a very special Starfinder theme podcast. And Mr. Robert G. McCreary from Paizo is here. And what is your exact job title right now, Rob?
I'm creative director for Starfinder.
Well, all right. Very cool. And you are here to talk to us about, do you want to set it up or should I?
Starfinder on Alexa.
Boom. Look at that press release. Look at Nathan Fillion's handsome face. And tell us what's going on here.
Well, we have just, in the past month, we've launched all of the episodes for our Starfinder on Alexa, which is basically a way to play Starfinder by voice on the Alexa, on the Amazon Alexa. So we've got voice actors, as you said, like Nathan Fillion is in there, who've recorded all this dialogue, and you get voice prompts, you make a character, and you play through. It's not exactly like playing at a table with your friends, but it's like playing with one computerized friend a little bit and done all by voice. So it's a really interesting kind of new way to look at role playing and it kind of to experience that.
Nice, nice. So Nathan Fillion and Laura Bailey are back for the second half of the season alongside a veteran voice class, including Kevin Pariseau, Elizabeth Evans, Allison Johnson, Elsie Ganser, and Lauren Fortang. Well, cool. I recognize many of those names. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, we worked with Audible Studios for the casting on this. And so we had a lot of people listen to a lot of voices and everything and trying to pick the best voice to match up with some of these characters and everything. So that was a lot of fun to get all these and great, great people, really professional and really awesome work they did bringing to life all these characters.
Cool. So let's say I'm a guy at home and I'm dying from the boredom induced by COVID lockdown. And I say to myself, how can I get some engaging science fiction fantasy role playing going on with my Alexa device? It sounds like what I want to do is pick up the Alexa skill from the Amazon store, and I can probably ask Alexa how to do that. And that's how I get that fun in my ear holes. Is that the best
that's
way to
That's correct.
Do it?
Okay. And you can say, Alexa, open the Starfinder game, and that should get started. Of course, you can go online to Amazon.com and look for it that way as well. And of course, you don't need it. It works best with an Alexa device, I would say, but there are apps. So you can download an Alexa app for your phone or your PC if you don't want the full Alexa device, and that will still allow you to do it. It's currently available just in the US and the UK right now. Mm.
And I hope I'm speaking softly enough so that Alexa in the next room isn't opening this up while I'm over here.
That is a worry I have often spoken with Owen about, is there have been times where we've been chatting online and I cannot say the words play or Starfinder combined when talking with him online.
It is very true. Luckily, with my new setup here in the bunker, the Alexa device is more that away. So so far, at least, we have not accidentally set her off. Cool. So Rob, this is a series of adventures. What adventures were adapted or written for this series of episodes?
That's a very good question, Jacob's there. So this is primarily taken from the first volume of the Dead Sons Adventure Path, which was our first adventure path for Starfinder and also the first adventure incident at Absalom Station, which I wrote. But before that, actually, there's a free pilot episode, and that is taken from the adventure Scoundrels in the Spike, which is the solo adventure in the Starfinder Beginner Box. And so that was written by Amanda Hammond. That's when you go in there. So you start off with that. That's the free to play episode, lets you make up your character, kind of get an introduction to the setting and how it goes. And then it moves into Incident at Absalom Station, so all six episodes are six installments of this one adventure, the first adventure. And James L. Sutter, former creative director for Starfinder and a writer for Paizo, translated all of the scripts from, you know, the adventures for the tabletop game. He translated them into Alexa scripts and did a great job, added content in places, added some new characters, that kind of thing, to really tell the whole story in this new media format.
So how much does an episode cost after the free one?
Each episode is $1.99, or you can buy the entire season for $9.99.
So it's $2 an episode.
Yeah. Or $10 if you want all six altogether.
Do you have any idea how many hours of content that adds up to?
It really depends, because there's obviously branching choices that you can do, but I would say probably each episode is at least 45 minutes to an hour, if not more. It depends. There are sort of achievements hidden with inside these as well. So there is, I believe there is one for like running through and doing everything as quickly as you can. So there is actually lots of replayability to go down different paths you haven't done, or try different responses to characters and see how that changes things, and kind of finding these sort of hidden achievements in doing that can be a fun way to do it as well.
Now, is it true there's a hidden achievement that if you unlock it, you actually get like 20 hours of Nathan Fillion reading through unproduced Firefly scripts?
I cannot speak to that.
Okay. All right. I marked it down as a rumor, neither confirm or deny. I'm going to ask the dumb guy question, and I apologize, but if I'm playing this, do I need to have my character sheet with me, have some dice in one hand, or is Alexa taking care of all that kind of note-taking and calculation?
In terms of your character, Alexa will keep track of all of that. This is... it uses sort of a stripped down version of our beginner box rules, because the full complexity of the tabletop game doesn't translate, you know, one to one over to a computerized voice thing. So you don't need to keep track of your character. Alexa will keep track of all that. For dice, it is up to you. You can either roll your own dice, or you can have Alexa do it virtually for you. So it all depends on how much, you know, if you're sitting there doing dishes and playing this, your hands are full, by all means, let Alexa. If you want to really feel like you're doing the game, you can roll and tell Alexa what you roll, but Alexa will notice if every roll you do is a 20.
Wow, that's impressive. I've been more and more amazed at this technology, and with a lot of talk online about, you know, people have been discussing the legitimacy of professional game masters and paying for your game master to run games for you. $10 for an entire adventure path is stupidly reasonable. It is ridiculous how much content that amounts to, because I've read these books. This is a great series of adventures.
Well, thank you. I want to make one correction, which is that these six episodes are just the first adventure of the adventure path. It's not the entire adventure path, because it does take time, but it is, they make up the first adventure of the adventure path.
Well, that being said, just the first adventure of Dead Sons establishes so much of the feel and flavor of Starfinder, and it gets you right into the action and the intrigue and how big the world is, despite only being a solar system. There is so much content just in that one adventure. $10? Yeah, sign me up.
Yeah, Rob, for people who might not be well established in Starfinder, the first adventure is called Incident at Absalom Station. You wrote the original pen and paper version. Can you talk a little bit about what Absalom Station is and what people can expect to encounter in a Starfinder adventure? So if someone's encountering Starfinder for the first time and they're thinking, do I want to do this Alexa thing? You can give them sort of the elevator pitch of what the setting is like and what is Absalom Station?
Sure. So Starfinder is a science fantasy game where, you know, you're an adventurer exploring the mysteries of a weird universe. So we have all of the science fiction stuff with starships and laser guns and powered armor. And then we throw in some magic on there and dragons and goblins and all that kind of stuff. So it's very much science fantasy. Absalom Station is kind of the center of our setting. It uses the same overall larger setting of Paizo's Pathfinder game, except the planet of Galarian, where Pathfinder is set, has disappeared. And there's a period of history called the Gap, where basically throughout the multiverse, everyone lost memories, all records went away. No one really knows what happened during this time. But as it came out of it, there was this hyperspace dimension called the Drift that was revealed to people. They sort of connected everything together. And so it allows you, you know, to jump and go into this hyperspace dimension and go to across the galaxy. And one of the things that Absalom Station has, no one's really sure where Absalom Station came from, although there it does have some ties to Old Galarian, but it has this star stone in the middle of it that powers the station, which also acts as a super powerful drift beacon and basically allows you to jump to Absalom Station from anywhere in the galaxy relatively quickly. So that makes Absalom Station this big hub of interstellar commerce and diplomacy and all that kind of stuff. And so this sort of kicks off with a mysterious object arriving from the drift outside Absalom Station that needs to be investigated. And this adventure kind of kicks off that whole thing.
And when you were outlining this adventure, what were the things you wanted to sort of showcase for people? Because this is the very first adventure that full adventure for Starfinder. So how did you want to showcase that setting and the things in it when you were outlining the adventure and first coming up with this idea that then made this a logical adventure to translate into this Alexa format?
Well, again, since Absalom Station kind of functions as the center of our, or the thematic center of our setting, you know, it made sense to set it there. You start off, I guess it's not really been spoiler because it's been out for a while, but you know, you connect with the Starfinder Society, which is a group of explorers that goes and explore things. And certainly as the adventure path goes on, it sort of expands and gives you more and more of a sense of the size and scope of the setting. But Absalom Station also acts as a big melting pot. So there's lots of opportunity to meet a lot of the different alien species, some of which you'll recognize from fantasy games, you know, like elves or goblins, and some of which are brand new for Starfinder, like the four-armed Kasathas or the reptilian Vesk. So it's just sort of to kind of set up the basis of the setting and show you a lot of the different groups you can interact with and species you can interact with, and then just gradually reveal more and more of the setting as you go through.
So I'm going to ding you a bit. You said the Kasatha were brand new for Starfinder, and you and I both know the Kasatha originate in Pathfinder.
That's correct, but they're not usually found in most fantasy games. How
right.
About that?
Man, look at Owen playing the trivia card. That's not fair, Owen. You're like used to be the director of the game
line. No, I was never the director of the game line. I was the rules lead and was in some of these early meetings. So yes, I'm cheating. Sutter and McCreary and I used to sit around and figure out what was and wasn't going in this setting. But if I didn't ding him on it, some fan would say, no, Kasatha are from Pathfinder.
That is true. I recall seeing them in the Distant World supplement.
Just like Lashunta from Pathfinder, but Vesk are new, Sheeran
Vesk
are new.
Who? Yeah.
Right. I haven't gotten to tease Rob in almost 2 years, so this is a real opportunity for me.
It's important.
I'll let you do that.
I can tell you're a working pro in RPG industry, Owen, because you're instinctively worried about the worst possible fan reaction to an offhand comment.
I think the worst possible fan reaction is to rage flip a table, but the nice thing about selling them Alexa is that if they rage flip a table, it's their table, and they're only going to damage their stuff. So this is really a great way to insulate fan rage from anyone that I actually like.
Well done. All right, cool. So I'm previewing, going through some of the covers tonight. Once again, a Starfinder has amazing art. Not a big selling point over Alexa, but I'm just going through some of the adventure covers here. I'm guessing everyone on this call except for me has done at least part of this adventure path.
Yeah, I wrote part of the adventure path, so...
Okay, I guess I wanted to ask somebody, what was your play experience like? And if you were trying to pitch it to somebody, what would be the high points that you would call out?
Go ahead, Rob.
Well, it's like I was saying earlier, is that since this was our first adventure path for Starfinder, we really wanted to use the whole adventure path to show off the setting. Mm-hmm. So as I said, it kind of, as you go through the whole thing, it kind of reveals more and more of the scope of the setting. It starts off pretty localized, and then you go to another planet, you go to a few more planets in the solar system, then you go farther out, you know, you get your, a big part of Starfinder is, or sort of the default assumption is that you're the crew of a starship. So that's one of the things during the adventure, you don't start off with a starship, but you acquire one. And as part of the adventures, And then that allows you to go even farther out in the galaxy and all deal with this big threat.
Cool, cool. I guess I had assumed this was a solo game, but it sounds like you can play this with Alexa with multiple people.
Well, that's for Alexa. It is solo. Is obviously for the full thing. You know, you can play with a group of friends. One thing in the Alexa version, you do have a friend. You make up your own character, and then you have basically a buddy that goes along with you. Another character that can provide both someone to talk to and offer some things, but like if you're playing a character class that doesn't have the right skills or something, Raya the Technomancer, who's your buddy, might be able to help you with some of those things. And then you have the chance to even pick up a couple of allies along the way as well.
It's always good to have a wingman.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
So it sounds like considering Alexa and the Alexa version is a solo game, this would be really great, especially in our troubled times of, you know, you're stuck at home, you can't game. This is one of the best opportunities you're going to have, because Alexa will do it all for you.
That's true. And it'll save your place where you are, right where you left off. So if you don't have, you know, full time, you can play it in chunks here and there as it goes around. And, you know, you can even go through and after you've played it, you know, you could go back and make up a different character and play it with that character and see how it goes.
Is there a place like at Paizo.com in the forums where people can ask questions and get advice and talk to other people about this game?
I'm not sure if we have a dedicated space, and we certainly do have the forums at Paizo.com. There's a whole bunch of Starfinder things. We could certainly start a thread. I know there was some stuff earlier on. I haven't gone back to look recently, but the forums are always people talking about different aspects of the thing, so you could certainly find stuff talking about this on there.
If someone was playing Alexa Starfinder and they really got into it and they wanted to pick up some of the books to learn more about the setting, and let's say that they're not going to play with their friends, they just want to learn more about the setting, what would you recommend they pick up first?
Well, one easy thing you can do through the Alexa game is buy the beginner box right through the app from Amazon, and they will send it to you. So right through Alexa. That kind of gives a good overview of everything and enables you, you know, it's a beginner box. So if you want to get started in the whole game right away, that's really good for that. If you're kind of more interested in everything else, we have the Starfinder Core Rulebook, which is the full game rules, also has some setting information. If you kind of want the core of our setting, there's a book called Pact Worlds, which is just a description of the planets of sort of the home solar system that includes Absalom Station. And there's a picture of the Starfinder beginner box right there. That's just a great way to either get, if you've never played role-playing or never played Starfinder before, it gives you everything you need, pre-gen characters, adventures right out of the box. You can, within a few minutes, you can be playing a game to either introduce people to the game or to introduce yourself to the game.
And the beginner box also has like maps and miniature counters, and it even has dice, doesn't it?
It has, yeah. It has, again, everything you need to start playing. So it has the pawns, cardboard pawns to represent characters and monsters. It's got a map that you can draw on that has the printed map for the first. It's got the solo adventure, which Scoundrels in the Spike, which really gets you right in. You don't even have to make up a character. That's what the pilot episode of the Amazon on Alexa is based on. And then there's a adventure with full characters that's in there that's already scripted out. The map's there. One person has to be the GM and can run everybody else through it. It's a great introduction just to role-playing in general, but also Starfinder.
And, Christmas is coming up, or Solstice, Kwanzaa, for those of you who engage. So, something to keep in mind. Well, hey, Rob, it's been a real pleasure having you on here. Getting towards the half hour mark, any closing thoughts or things we'd like to emphasize before we sign off about Starfinder on Alexa?
No, it's just give it a try. It's a really fun way, a new way to try things. We have these 6 episodes out. We haven't announced any plans, but we're definitely looking forward to the future and seeing what sort of things we might do with this. And you know, if nothing else, if you haven't tried Starfinder or you've never tried a role-playing game on Alexa, which I don't think anyone's done it before, I would just recommend it, because it's, check out the pilot. It's free, and see if it's for you, and just have a little bit of fun, you know?
Sweet. And I've got
family and friends who don't understand what a role-playing game is. It's also a really low-impact, easy way to give them some idea of what a role-playing game feels like.
That's a good point. I did that with my family when the pilot episode first came out. And, you know, because Alexa asks you the questions and you just yep. respond to the prompts and everything. So it's very low barrier to entry once you have some kind of device that can play it.
And we're not traveling much this holiday season. So once again, something to do, you know, with the people inside your bubble who might be coming over. So that's fun. And hey, this is a cover for the final adventure in the Dead Sons arc, which looks like the author of that is familiar to me.
Yeah.
How you doing? Yeah. Yeah.
So many undead.
Well, the it is an empire of bones.
I don't think there being undead in it is really a giveaway.
That's not really a spoiler, is it? No. In case anyone's not aware, The Walking Dead has some zombies, just so.
Yeah.
In fact, in the Pact Worlds, there's an entire planet of undead. So it's there's plenty of undead to be had in Starfinder.
Space zombies, the best kind of zombies. So, all right, sweet. Owen, any final thoughts, sir?
Is there anything we could... So you and I are now both on video, and traditionally when we're both on a video about Starfinder, we accidentally leak something. I no longer have that kind of information to leak. Is there any other Starfinder news you want to know? Make sure people know about upcoming playtests or books that are just announced?
Well, we do have it, this is not a leak. I'm not going to leak anything, but we do have a playtest for a new class happening next week. We posted about it earlier, so starting... I believe it's supposed to be, yes, next week we'll have a new class playtest for Starfinder. So head to paizo.com to learn about that if you want to try out a new class.
And what's the class?
That is the Precog.
Ooh. Awesome.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's actually something I was curious about, considering the Alexa uses a lot of the beginner box stuff and the core rules stuff. Does Alexa also utilize the advanced operations manual?
No, it's based on the, because this was all completely brand new trying to program Alexa this, we were looking at different ways with the Alexa team on, you know, how did we want to translate the game, and we basically looked at the beginner box because they have more streamlined rule, because it has more streamlined rules, was an easier port over. But even then, it's not completely the same, because you've got a, you know, there's certain, I guess, the way that technology works, or the Alexa technology works, you know, it has to be programmed. It's not, you know, it's not like a having a human GM who can, you know, just respond to anything. You have to kind of program the responses into Alexa. Right. So
no, I get that any system is going to have its limitations, but still, it's pretty impressive what is all available.
Definitely. And here you can see, yeah, our that's the current page for the playtest coming on November 16th. So yeah, that's when we'll have our new precog class up to playtest and
excellent.
Run it through its paces.
Just 4 short days. So, all right. Well, hey, we actually had an audience for this, which is always nice when that happens. Thanks to everybody who is watching out there on Twitch or Facebook or YouTube. Looks like we have a good mix of all three. Rob, appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you.
Jacob and Owen, always a pleasure to have you guys on.
Thank you, sir.
And to all our listeners and viewers out there, we'll catch you next time on the BAM Podcast. And now there's an awkward moment to put in.